We get things underway by welcoming back to the program the head coach of the University of Maine men's basketball team, Richard Barron. Coach, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I know it's a loaded question these days, right? The perfunctory, you know, how are you, is now, you got to say it cautiously these days, right?
It's yes, but.
Exactly.
But it is good when you have something solid to look forward to, and that's the chance to finally play some basketball against somebody in a different uniform this coming weekend.
Well, I'm going to knock on wood, because we've been a couple hours away from that before and had the rug pulled out from under us. So I'm not going to assume anything is done until we actually have played the game or at least tipped it off. We're hoping that we can play. Very different circumstances than where we were 3 weeks ago, where we felt, you know, prepared and practiced and, you know, kind of knew going in who our opponent was and had prepared for them and all that kind of stuff. And now we're coming off a 2.5 week layoff where we weren't even allowed to work out or practice, you know, and trying to go play a game is really difficult. So I think the key here is to completely temper our expectations in terms of our performance and just try to enjoy the experience.
What has been the biggest challenge in coaching and managing people this fall?
I think the uncertainty for everybody, and this, you know, this is up and down the food chain, you know, for our athletes. You know, we basically are taking a test every day to determine whether or not we practice that day, and you know, the results of that test can lead to all sorts of disruptions, and those disruptions for our student athletes mean moving dorms, changing locations until we get further tests to confirm whether they can move back to the dorm, to the other dorm. You know, there's a lot. And so obviously the protocols that are in place and the people that have to manage those protocols, whether they're our trainers or, you know, our staff on campus, residential life, our EOC on campus, everybody's doing a lot of work that they're just not used to doing. And, sometimes it feels like we're doing it for nothing, right? Just out of precaution. And that can be frustrating at times. You know, I spent 2.5 weeks on my couch knowing that I was negative, but I did it because that's what I was told to do, you know, and it was really frustrating. It was really hard wanting to practice, wanting to get out and work, wanting to do certain things, and I couldn't do it. So I think that's the hardest part about this, is trying to be the good soldier, you know, through it all. And at the same time, I have incredible empathy and appreciation for the people who are having to go through making these decisions. Just really tough situations. And I know that it just, for me, Rich, I'm sure, you know, you probably experienced something like this on a personal level too, with school and being a teacher. You know, is that we watch, you know, reports, or we see data, we watch the national news, or you know, and we have these sort of mixed reactions about what we should be doing. And the people that we work with, especially the young people that we work with, our students, our players, are extraordinarily important to us, and what we do is meaningful and important. So that's really our job. That's our passion. It's where we serve our communities. And at the same time, you wonder, you know, where that point is, where you should keep doing it versus where we need to just take a break. And that line seems to shift daily, absolutely, you know, even hourly, you know, in terms of where we kind of hit the mark in terms of finding that balance between continue to live in a pandemic and hunkering down during a pandemic.
Well, and we know, we were talking about this with Nick Coit in dealing with athletes down in Rhode Island a few minutes ago, and I see it in school as well. We know how important it is for everybody, but certainly for young people, to maintain any kind of sense of normalcy they can and to have some things to look forward to in what's been a pretty dark year. And so you know, you want to keep on that brave face for them and try to keep pushing forward when sometimes with the benefit of years and wisdom and experience, you know that it may not work out the way that everybody hopes it will for people.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I mean, I think for all of us, it's a year out of our lives, And so, somebody said something to me about, a colleague of ours, a friend who's in the last year of a contract and feels a need to have a good year in order to maintain their job. And this is kind of robbing them of that opportunity. And then we talk about, a senior on the team who might not get a chance to play again is robbed of that opportunity. But I have, twin girls who are juniors in high school, and their junior year is now kind of shot, and they get robbed and were robbed last spring of the chance to play softball. They're robbed of that opportunity. You like me, have a young son, right? I mean, your son is younger than mine, but, it's a year that's robbing them of that opportunity. So I think we all have to just understand that everybody's giving something up in this year. There's no way to go back and make it okay for everybody. We have to reset the standard and accept that, and then try to do the best we can from there. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but
no, it does completely. No,
I have to accept all the time. We just can't make it fair for everybody.
No, and and educationally, we talk about it, and I think it's the same thing athletically. Oh, they're going to miss out and they lose a year. Yeah, well, they do. But everybody's dealing with some measure of something they've lost out on this year, and that's why you have to. And I think this starts with giving yourself a break, too, and understanding that you just do the best you can, and we're all trying to figure this out on the fly, and as long as your head and your heart are in the right place, then you got to give yourself a break and say, hey, I gave it my best shot.
Absolutely. Grace has never been more important than 2020, at least in my lifetime, it seems that way. We need to just cut each other some slack and assume the best and try to put ourselves in each other's shoes. But no, absolutely, you're so right, and that's why I think that when we all feel like something's been taken away from us, we all want to look to blame someone else. It's human, it's natural, and what I really appreciate is how difficult it is, even in the modest leadership position that I'm in trying to provide the opportunity and rectify the situation the best we can for the people that I work with. Multiply that times 10, 15 for someone like Ken Ralph, multiply that times, another 10 to 15, for our president at the university. Then you think about people in political positions, the responsibility there must be even greater. And so I think it's really, really important to just cut some people some slack. We're all going to have to take a bite of this apple, and it's not going to taste good.
Well, in the midst of a dark year, there have been some moments of light and sunshine, and you provided one just a few weeks ago when it looked like you were going to be taking on the defending national champions, and you did a terrific version of the song Meet Virginia that you posted online, and when that, at least in these parts, became a viral sensation, it was wonderful.
Yeah. Of course, I was thinking maybe I jinxed ourselves, right, with that. But, that was fun. What I hoped to accomplish and what I still hope it did accomplish was just to bring a little bit of levity to the situation and, that everybody could understand that everything we're doing these days is aspirational. We can't be too hard on each other. We can't expect too much. But if we just kind of have that outlook, things are getting better, we're working towards something, I think there's a really a bright future ahead for us, especially here at Maine. I mean, the gift that we had with from the Alphon Foundation that's transformative. We just got to get through the next 6 months so we can get there. Just hunker down. We'll see this thing through, and we're going to see better days ahead. But, that's one of those things where under any other circumstances, we'd still be throwing a, party over that sort of gift. And we need to make sure that we keep that kind of thing, in perspective in terms of where we're headed. And we're going to get to the other side of this eventually.
I thought of you this weekend. I don't know if you've been pretty busy, so you haven't had a chance to see it perhaps, but I was watching the new documentary on the Bee Gees, and it's fantastic.
That's funny because I think of you all the time with all your guests. I'm now, as soon as I say it, I forget his name, from Bryan Cranston.
Yes. Yeah.
Ryan Cranston, you know, I see him. He's on everything. You know, Netflix, Prime, YouTube. I don't know what the channels are, but he seems to be everywhere. And so I can't see him without hearing his interviews with you. And I always think, you know, gosh, you know, Rich Kimble is, you know, if he's not Kevin Bacon, he's really, really close.
I haven't been able to get Kevin Bacon on the show yet. I've tried. Well,
I think you need to go reverse engineer that. Go back to all your other contacts and make it happen.
It's the way to do it right there. Well, Richard, it's good to catch up with you again. We look forward to talking with you on a regular basis. Hope your week goes well. We'll keep our fingers crossed that things play out the way they hope we will, and you'll be able to play some basketball this weekend.
I hope so, too. And thanks for continuing to entertain us and keep us informed and being a great spirit here in Maine. We appreciate that too, Rich.
Well, so, thank you. And
look forward to having you back on calling Maine football, hopefully this spring.
I hope so. And same time too, a very Merry Christmas to you and Mo and the family and your team as well. I hope it's a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. And we'll catch up with you again very soon.
Sounds great. Be well, guys.
Thank you. Richard Barron with us on Downtown.